retiring gynecologist was conducting an experiment involving vinegar, water, and cheese. But an unstable chemical miscalculation caused a freak accident, inspiring the young man to develop an unusual love for sports.
Yes.
Now, several years later, he roams the earth, asking professional athletes uncomfortable questions about the female reproductive system and sports. To most, he is just a loner. But to us, he's simply known as Repro Man!
So, oh, Repro Man,
so
huh?
You're Repro Man.
How you doing?
Repro Man.
That's what I said, Repro.
Yes.
It's not like you're going to take things and
no.
Repro it.
Repro.
Yes. For reproduction, right?
Right, or reproductive.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Where do you come from?
Valencia.
Valencia, California?
Yes.
Oh, that's a nice part of the country, man.
Thank you.
Were you born there, grow up there, or live there now, or what?
Pretty much all three.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what brings you this way?
Well,
I thought you might have been from Labia, Pennsylvania or something.
No. No, that's funny.
His name's Greg.
I'm Greg.
Sorry. Did I say Labia?
This is Grego. I'm Brian.
Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Good to meet you.
Yeah, we're Brian and Grego, a-holes.
Well, I can't help but running into these professional athletes and just sneaking in a body part that happens to be within the female reproductive system.
Really?
Yeah. Just to see if they notice what I'm doing.
So let me get this straight.
Go ahead.
Kind of your very, very obtuse.
Go ahead.
You might not be around for very long.
I may not.
Well, I mean, it's a long way from Valencia.
You and Bob Tatanka Jones might be able to get an apartment together.
Yeah, throw in William Wallace. You'll have a trifecta.
You might not have a long shelf life.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Got a hell of an open, though.
All right, so let me get this straight.
Go
ahead.
You
interview athletes.
Right.
And somewhere in there, you sneak in references to the female plumbing.
Exactly.
Did I say labia?
All right.
Surely.
Well, anyone that we should be listening for?
You'll know them all unless you're an idiot. I don't think you're an idiot, are you, Hammer?
I've been known to be an idiot.
Okay.
How did you know his nickname?
I've been listening all day.
Oh.
Yeah, so I went down to the New York Knicks shoot-around today. They play the Mavericks tonight.
Now, when you do this, you don't dress in a puss suit, do you?
A what?
What's a puss suit.
What is that, Brian?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Grego about that. He's far better equipped to answer that than me.
No, I just wore my jeans and T-shirt, and I talked to Frank Williams.
Ah, Frank Williams.
Frank!
A very high draft choice of the Knickerbockers a couple
yes.
years ago out of Illinois.
Exactly.
One of the finest players in the Big Ten in his day.
Right. So I caught him after practice and thought for sure that he would catch on to what was going on. So, you want to find out whether he did?
Well, let's find out if Frank Williams caught on.
Real quick here. Has it been tough on you guys changing coaches? I mean, it doesn't seem like it. Changing the coaches in the ovaries, I mean, as far as your psyche goes?
It's been tough, you know, getting adjusted and letting them get adjusted to us. But at the same time, I think things, you know, it plays more in our hands. We've been winning. You know, guys are feeling a lot comfortable with one another and playing the ball.
So, has Coach Wilkins changed the style of play noticeably, Labia?
Yeah, with the type of guys we have, you know, I think the style that we play is fit for us.
Well, some people say the guards on this stream are the true vulvas, the true outspoken leaders. Do you agree with that?
Everyone pitches in. You just can't say the guards or the big man. I think everyone has their nice, where everyone's contributing, everyone's talking and everything.
Who's the biggest uterus on this team as far as the outspoken leader goes?
It's hard to say because everybody says so much to me. I'm one of the young guys, you know, but I think Stefan, Al, you know, Kurt, Shandon, you know, all the veteran guys, Mucci, they all pitching.
Does Coach Wilkins preach to you guys? I mean, patient, cervix, as far as...
Definitely, you know, he's a patient, you know, basically, you know, every game we play, every time out, every play we run around, you know, be patient and let the offense work for you.
Is anyone not on board, I mean, privately or publicly, with Coach Wilkins? I mean, has anyone become that ovarian cyst in the locker room?
everyone's on the same page, you know, and that's the sign of a good team.
And you guys have been climbing the Unitarian walls. I mean, getting back to 500. For a while there, you were hanging by the fallopian tubes, and it was tough. I mean, was the confidence higher than ever now?
Yeah, the confidence is very high right now, especially the way everyone's been playing. You know, like, guys feel like I said, a lot more comfortable with one another, and everyone's out there having fun.
Everyone's labia injuries are okay?
Everyone's getting there. Everyone's getting better.
Cool. Okay, man, thanks.
Wow.
Oh, man. Or maybe your shelf life's going to be a long time. Yeah. Wow. Well, Frank Williams never got it, did he?
No. You figure when you ask who the biggest uterus is on the team that he might catch on. But when you throw in, as far as the outspoken leader goes, oh, well, Kurt, they're all uteruses.
That's funny.
Happened after the microphone went off? Yeah.
When I walked away and he walked away.
And that was it.
That was it.
And he never caught on one bit.
No.
Wow.
That's funny.
Amazing. All right. Well, hey, come back and see us anytime, Repro Man. Really nice to meet you.
I'm not promising that it'll be soon because I live far away.
Right. You come from a distant land.
Yes, I do.
We know that.
And you roam the earth.
Right. I do.
All right. Well, it's good to see you and real nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too, Brian. Okay.
All right. Very good. All right, there he goes. That's Repro Man. It is 5:26, and we will look at the list, because I love lists, in ESPN the magazine next.